T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Okay, on Twitter, our APS, Atlanta Public Schools, Superintendent Dr. Maria Kirstarfin tweeted, "It's official, Fulton Health confirmed our first district COVID-19 case in APS update today. After investigation of a school employee, health officials found no exposure to students and no close contact to staff, but they still advise all APS NA Warriors High School to self-monitor at home." We have our fearless leader, Dr. Maria Kirstarfin, on the show. Dr. Kirstarfin, how are you?
Good morning, Rashad.
Good morning. Give us some background into this situation.
Yes. So, as you know, all over the Atlanta area and in Fulton and DeKalb counties, which are the two counties where we actually sit as a city and a school system, there are confirmed cases kind of popping up all over. Mm-hmm. And so we had an employee self-report, you know, not feeling well, and does the process where they go and get themselves checked. And as a result, an investigation, you know, began, and we went from presumptive positive to what is now a confirmed case. So the good news, at least from the health officials, as they explained it to us, is that the biggest public health intervention that we could have done, we already did. And by that, I mean all Atlanta public schools are closed, including North Atlanta.
What is being done now? And I know about the feeding and you all keeping meals going for students, but what is being done now as it relates to possible summer school, graduations, things like that?
Yeah, so those decisions we're taking one day at a time.
Okay.
So there's, you know, as the information about how the virus behaves, as more information comes out about where we are as a community, and, you know, the community part for Atlanta is sobering because we're at that community widespread level, which means the only thing that the health officials can do at this point is advise on mitigation strategies. And mitigation strategies are, you know, feel quite draconian for most Americans. We love our liberty, we love our freedom, but when someone tells you you cannot meet in a mass gathering, you cannot meet in restaurants or other spaces with more than 50 people, or even less as they seem to be moving. That kind of rubs up against, you know, many people's comfort levels, mm-hmm. about what they are able to do, what they're not able to do, and whether or not governments or institutions should be telling you how you should act and behave. So I get mixed information. Some parents and kids are lobbying really hard for me to hold off on that decision and to do it only at the last minute, whereas others want to be able to plan and come up with different ways and methods for considering having a graduation, even if it's completely alternative, but not coming together in a large group. And so, you know, what I'm doing is just, as I've always tried to do, listen to all sides of the perspectives, and certainly putting health and safety first, and based on what that guidance is at the time, making a decision that's in the best well-being of not only Atlanta as a community, but our children and their families. So it's some of the toughest decision making that I've ever done in my career. It is very hard to make these decisions and always feel like you're on the right side of where everybody wants you to be, because different people have very different views on how this is all going down in our country, but also here in Atlanta.
Let me ask you about misinformation, because anytime there's a situation like this, there's always misinformation. Anything you want to correct that's been out there?
Well, the thing from where I sit that I think people really do not understand, and I mean do not understand, is the concept of social distancing. It is alarming to me when I go to social media or follow some of our, more popular parents and students in social media, and I see them doing things like having a sleepover with 20 kids, or still holding birthday parties where 100 children and their parents are showing up. It is not healthy right now for people to do that. This is not a bad weather day. This is not an early spring break. This is a health crisis. This is a pandemic. This is a viral disease that is passed from one person to another when you're not practicing healthy distancing from each other. And by that, I mean, I show kids when I see them stretch her arm out and do not touch me in a fist bump, but like come within an inch of that. And that arm's length between two people is about 6 feet. And you should actually discipline yourself, especially if you do have to be out in grocery stores or having to go to a doctor's office or whatever you have to do to still run your life. But you should be very, very careful. And I want our parents to get serious about that. This is not the time to make up for all the things you didn't have time to do when school was in and being social. This is the opposite of that. You need to tone that down, protect our community, protect your family, and not have hundreds of kids, dozens of kids in small spaces, in parties and sleepovers, and even on the playground. You can go out and play, but keep your distance and make sure that if you see anyone coughing, you need to stand away. And if you are coughing, use a tissue, cough in the tissue, and throw it away. Do not cough in your hand. Do not cough in your elbow. And if you do feel sick, which is the last piece, do not go to work. Do not go out and socialize at all. Please self-monitor and keep your distance from others. This is the only way we can do more containment, and only if our community comes together around these mitigation strategies will we be able to do a better job in Atlanta than we've seen in other cities and countries around the world.
Very well said. Dr. Maria Karstafrin, Superintendent, Atlanta Public Schools. We appreciate all that you're doing. I know you have a very busy day, a very busy few weeks at least in front of you. We're always here, okay?
Thank you, sir. And I just want to say, The Realest Man on Radio, Rashad Ritchie, thank you for having me on 1380 AOK.
Anytime. We'll talk soon, Doc.
Bye-bye.
404-892-2703. That gets you in the combo. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with The Realest Man on Radio. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.